It's 1960, and I was a freshman in high school. And if any of you do the math, I'm going to get you. And dating in 1960 was so different. And since most of you weren't born in 1960, maybe I better give you a clue as to what we did. First of all, I grew up in a small town where the options were going to the movies downtown, going to the bowling alley, going to a school-sponsored event like football game or a dance or something like that. And when you're a freshman and you're dating a freshman or a sophomore, someone without the driver's license, then who drives you? An older brother or sister, if they can be coerced, but usually they weren't. And so it was a parent, which was totally embarrassing. But anyway, bringing this back to this, you had to have a date. Maybe Friday night you could slip by not having a date, but Saturday night was the date night. And if you didn't have a date, it was just, oh, you don't have a date for Saturday? Oh, well, maybe I could fix you up with someone, but it was terrible. So one time, I guess it was in my spring semester, I didn't have a date Saturday night. I think I had had a tiff with a boyfriend du jour, and so I, for some reason, said yes to this creepy guy I didn't really know, except that he lived in the good section of town. So, you know, I thought, well, he can't be that bad, can he? Can he really? And he had curly hair. Now, curly hair is not bad. And curly red hair is not bad. But when you have curly red hair with piercing eyes, not the kind of piercing eyes that go through you and make you completely naked in front of him, but piercing eyes that are cold and icy and vacant. And I swear to God, he was so creepy. And why I said yes, as soon as I said yes, I knew I made the biggest mistake in the whole world. I knew it. And I thought, well, it's like Tuesday or Wednesday. Maybe I can get sick by Friday or Saturday. And my mother said, no, you said you would go out with him. You have to go out with him. You know, you just can't back out. Okay, so we're going to the movies, and his father drove us. Now, remember, his father, not his mother, drove us. His father drove us. So we went to the movies, and he was still creepy. He was as creepy as he was the day he asked me out, and here I am in this car in the back seat with him, and his father's driving the, you know, 59 Ford down the street to the movies. And I thought, how can I get out of this? How can I get out of this? Well, we're in the movies, and back then, it was a big thing. You'd sit there at the movies, and you would want his hand to come kind of creeping over and maybe, you know, right here on your leg. And you got all tingly, and it was wonderful. It was so exciting. And then you'd bring your hand over and put it on top of his, and that was, oh, my God. I mean, it was just an orgasm right then and there. And Or then the hand would come around your shoulder, and it was just like, this guy. I was holding my own hand, and he was here, and I was holding my hand over here, and every time I would feel him move, I would kind of move over a little bit. So here I was, and here he was, and thank God I was able to keep that little blockade between us. So the movie was over, and I thought, I can't. We were going out to, I don't know, the local drive-in, you know, not the movie, but for something to eat, and with his father driving, mind you. And I thought, I've got to go home. So I went in the bathroom, and I flushed my face, and I came out, and I said, I really don't feel well. I just got to go home. So he took me home. I ran up on the porch steps. Yeah, he's down there. I'm up on the porch steps in the house, so there was no kiss goodbye, there was no final, you know, gee, thank you very much, but my God, you're so creepy, I never want to see you again, even in high school, I never want to see you. That was it. The last time I would ever go out with him, and I hadn't even told my friends I was going out with this particular person, I just thought, oh, I have a date. Now, maybe it was a few months later. It seemed like a week later. It really seemed like a day later. I opened the paper, and the guy, the creepy guy, remember the piercing eyes, the vacant eyes, the icy eyes, had stabbed his mother to death on their kitchen floor. At least his father drove us to the movies. Trust your instincts.